Today I thought we would talk about something that we definitely cannot talk about enough, which is the things we can do in order to get closer to Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, the Imam of our time, our master and our Mawla, our protector, our aid and refuge. The reason we cannot talk about this enough is because it is definitely one of the pivotal aspects of our lives, which is unfortunately often neglected. And the more we deviate from this aspect of our life, which is getting closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam and establishing a strong, healthy relationship with him, the more we as individuals will feel incomplete and lost, and also the more the world will seem like a broken place. I know that over half the population of the world don't even believe in a person called Sahib al-Zaman, but even if they believed in the idea of such a character, someone or something which is the beacon of hope and guidance, an inspiration for us to better ourselves and be better people and create better societies, and also a guide to redirect our focus and attention towards something more meaningful, something that can actually, through the process of us trying to get closer to, can reform us and the world that we live in. So what we can do to get closer to Sahib al-Zaman might be a little broad and vast. So let's narrow it down to three top things that we can do, okay, to please Imam Zaman alayhi salam and to get closer to him. Now, I've been thinking about this a lot, especially in preparation for today's episode. And I thought to myself, what is it that we think about when it comes to Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam? We think about his occultation and we think about how the world would be a better place, how it would change for the better once he reappears. May that be in the very near future. Amin ya Rab. And the change that Imam Zaman alayhi salam will bring to this world is through his swift, divine, and absolute justice, right? We pray for the reappearance of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, so that he can carry out justice, so that he can help the oppressed, so that he can extinguish the oppressor or guide them, so that he can make the world a better place with equal rights and benefits and advantages and assets for every human being. That's what we look forward to in Dawlatin Karima, or in the government of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, where everything is simply perfect and the world is a utopia. That is obviously very, very far from how the world is right now. The world is a scary, dark, broken place. People are constantly being oppressed and usurped of their rights, and there's so much bloodshed and genocide and hurt and anguish going on, and thinking about it just could really, if not controlled properly in a controlled environment, could really make us feel hopeless and put us in a state of despair and distress. So it's always a good idea just to establish that, why it's important to have that healthy bond with Imam Zaman alayhi salam and constantly think about him and try to get closer to him. But the three top things that I would say personally would get me closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, based on what he is to bring forth, based on what you look forward to in regard to him, which is justice, could be if we could carry out justice on our own personal level. Now, justice, or idala, if we look at the word technically, means putting everything in its rightful place. When it comes to an individual and carrying out justice on an individual personal level, in my opinion, there are three things in regard to each person, whether it's on an internal level or an external level, right? It's how we deal with ourselves, it's how we deal with others, and it's how we deal with God, our creator. And of course, I'm sure you all know that there is even a hadith from the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tells us that we should allocate time to each of these categories in order to have a productive and fruitful life. Now, if we were to carry out justice in a way that is aligned with Imam Zaman alayhi salam and would prepare the groundwork for his reappearance and would be in a way that would bring about his satisfaction and love and special attention to us. Because why do we even need that, right? Imam Zaman alayhi salam, there's a hadith basically contributed to Imam Zaman alayhi salam that says each of you should do something in their lifetime that will bring you closer to our love. Not that Imam Zaman necessarily needs our love, the same way Allah doesn't need our worship, but we ourselves, in order to have a wholesome, complete, productive, spiritual life that is the closest to our objective of creation, need to find things and do things that could act as means for us to get closer to the love of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, to give our life purpose, to give it meaning, to give it value, right? So with all of this said, if we were to practice justice in regard with our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or putting things where they belong, if we translate it as adala, it means being in a state of mindfulness and awareness, having that level of awareness that I am constantly watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my actions should be in accordance with what places me in the proper degree in regard with my Lord. I am the abd, I am the servant, He is the master. As His servant, I am obligated to submit to His commands and be patient regarding His will. Sometimes in life we're faced with unimaginable calamities, obstacles, difficulties, the loss of a loved one, health issues, financial issues. And if we are to be a just person who does not do dhulm toward themselves, especially in regard with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must practice patience and submissiveness. We must really be an abd, a servant, who's constantly listening, keeping an eye and an ear open to see what their master is saying and submitting to it and carrying it out full-heartedly without a sense of dismay, without, ugh, I'm so done with this part of religion, why do I even still have to do it? And that will only happen if I have enough knowledge toward religion. So if I want to be just in regard with my relationship toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's important for me to know my place, to know my duties, to be submissive to the commands of God, whether it's the do's or the don'ts. Interestingly enough, when asked how to get to higher levels of spirituality, a lot of our scholars and our mystics and even the Ma'asumin alayhi salam say, do what you're commanded to do and refrain from what you're forbidden from. That's all it takes. Never mind the mustahabbat, never mind the makruhat, just follow the do's and don'ts that Allah tells us. So that's justice in regard to my relationship with God. Justice in regard to my relationship with other people, I feel, looks like kindness, because we already talked about how the world is a horrible place right now, though it has its silver linings and half full moments of the cup, but still we can't help but notice that a lot of the things that could go wrong are actually going wrong. Children are being killed, innocent people, civilians, injustice that's going on. And Imam Zaman alayhi salam could just throw his hands up and say, well, I'm done with these people. They've been given so many opportunities, so many second chances since the beginning of time, and they just don't seem to want to correct themselves and change for the better. So why should I trouble myself day and night praying for them, investing in them, being the means for Allah's bounties and blessings to be bestowed upon them, when they don't even trouble, go through the trouble of changing themselves and bettering themselves? On the contrary, Imam Zaman alayhi salam not only brings us hope, but he has so much hope and he has so much faith in mankind because Allah has so much faith in us and is constantly giving us second chances out of their kindness, out of their limited and finite mercy. So if I want to do something that would earn myself the love of Imam Zaman and get me closer to him, I think it would probably be, you know, having the same faith that he does toward my fellow human beings, having faith in the fact that we can and we will change for the better, being that inspiration, being that beacon of hope for humanity, not necessarily on that huge quantum level that Imam Zaman is, but in my own, you know, personal way. It's important for me to be understanding and compassionate toward other people, even if I don't know their entire backstory, but leave some space, give them the benefit of a doubt that they probably are trying their best for those who actually seem to be. They're people that are downright oppressors, and we need to fight against that kind of oppression as a manifestation of justice toward people around us, right? But for those who are trying and struggling, seem to be failing, but keep wanting to move forward, it's important for me to keep an open mind and open heart toward them, not to be judgmental, not to so easily give in to that cancel culture and dismiss them as sinful, unworthy human beings that are shunned from Allah's mercy and guidance. Imagine if Imam Zaman alayhi salam was to look at you with that sort of mentality, there would be no hope left for any of us. So it's really important when it comes to justice in regard to other people to, number one, be just in the sense of, in the Imam Zaman kind of way, giving them hope, giving them the kindness and compassion, the space and understanding, the inspiration that they need to better themselves, to carry on, to move forward. And the other Imam Zaman sort of justice is to fight the oppressors, to stand up for those whose rights have been trampled, whose rights have been taken away from them, to stand up for the oppressors, the bullies, the little people out there. Because as we read about Imam Zaman alayhi salam in a lot of the supplications and a lot of the ziyaras, he is the one who's going to come and give honor and izzah to those who have been undermined, to those who have been stepped on throughout history. And lastly, justice in regard with myself. How does that look like? It can be everything that we mentioned and so much more. Justice in regard with myself is knowing my full potential, knowing what I'm really made of and for, and determining the objective and goal I hope to move toward throughout my life, actually acknowledging myself for the worthy, magnificent, and valuable creation that I am. In fact, Allah's most valuable creation as human beings. And once I really grasp how important I am, once I'm able to acknowledge myself for Ashraf al-Makhluqat, Khalifatullah fi ardi, Allah's vicegerent on this earth, His representative, a manifestation of Allah's power and glory and knowledge upon this earth, and that vessel that holds Allah's love and the love for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, then and only then will I be able to really do myself justice? Do myself justice by not wasting my time. Do myself justice by knowing that I am worthy of something so much bigger than life, so much bigger than all these trivial, sometimes unnecessary, often ridiculous things that I occupy myself with, that I'm meant for bigger and better things, that I'm meant for something on the scale of revolutionizing the universe with divine justice and love, which is Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. That's my thoughts on this topic. make sure to let me know what you think. And until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.